Glenn Tilbrook, Chris Difford, Squeeze, of course, Cool for Cats. Could almost have been written for the Raw Animal Sanctuary, and we're delighted to be able to connect together with, from the Raw Animal Sanctuary, the fabulous Norma Carrick. Are you there, Norma?
Yes, I am, thank you.
Wonderful. So, we've heard heaps of really good stories about the fantastic work that you actually do with a variety of folk. We obviously spoke, in fact, last week, a couple of weeks ago, to Cliff Spedding from the Hope Animal Sanctuary. You're kind of like a bit like St. Francis, really, in terms of patron saint of animals. Seeking
you take anything in, yes.
Yeah, so share with us the Raw Animal Sanctuary. How did you get started?
Well, originally, same as Cliff, we were with Whitby Dog Rescue. Then we retired and got the chance of this place with 6 acres of land. So then we started rescuing ourselves, and we have ponies, donkeys, dogs, cats, just about everything, ducks, hens, and they're all rescued. The hens were actually battery hens that came to us with virtually no feathers, and the beautiful hens now. And it's just my husband and myself, and we're both in our 70s. So if there's anybody out there that can help, please get in touch with us.
Yeah, you're just young. I mean, we're talking today, the Queen's 84 and she's just given up riding, so I mean, you've got years to go yet.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Good 40 or 50 I'm thinking about, really. In the studio, I have a young man called Joe Hudson. Joe, questions for Norma.
Well, obviously, if anyone does want to help out, what kind of contact can they get to you through? Is it telephone, email?
Oh, yes. Telephone, it's a Whitby number.
I tell you what, Norma, let's just make it easy in terms of going out the home numbers. If people are interested, if they call us at the Southside studio, and then we can pass on the details.
And
you see, your dog agrees.
You can
see that.
Your
dog acting as your agent there says, yes, he's absolutely right, you know. So any sort of interest, call to us, call us on 01642 854742. That's 854742. And we'll ferry things from there. Because do you have a website as yet? Has that sort of opened up?
No, not yet. On its way.
That's excellent. We'll ferry sort of calls of interest from that point of view. Are we looking for people who might, a bit like when we spoke to Cliff before, they might be interested in going into becoming a veterinary assistant or a vet
anybody
themselves?
Anybody like that, or anybody that's had even farming experience that can help with fences and hedges and ditches.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, there are 6 acres here and a lot to do.
Indeed, yes.
We had a lot of trouble with the wind a few months back, and there's huts that need repairing and that sort of thing. Mm. Anybody at all that... There isn't a job that we couldn't find for whoever it was.
I'm getting a flavour of like Dr. Doolittle in the background there. You know, we had the dog barking a few minutes ago. Is it a canary that's sort of in the background?
The parakeets.
It's the parakeets.
They aren't shouting at you because they talk.
Well, dear, clearly they're good radio skills. You know, they appreciate that. You know, you don't talk at once on radio. You know, so they're just sort of chilling on that basis. So, do you have any favourites, or is it a case of, well, they're all favourites really?
In the dogs. Lady, she's a Rottweiler Doberman cross, and she has the most wonderful temperament of them all.
That's a really interesting crossbreed, actually, a Rottweiler Doberman.
You would expect her to be slightly vicious, but she's just the opposite. And if we bring any puppies in, she mothers them. If we've got any, we've got to bring on, you know, we've got an 8-month-old in at the moment.
Yeah.
And she just follows it everywhere and looks after it, you know.
I'm just intrigued by the name you gave her, Lady. Does she actually eat spaghetti and actually sort of hang out with a tramp?
No, but she does look like a lady when she sits up. She has a very superior face.
All right. Oh, clearly breeding. You can always tell. And if you're a Rottweiler and a Doberman, well, clearly if that's in your background, you're going to go all sorts of things. Cats as well? Are they
we take cats.
Yeah.
We had a cat brought in at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We only had her 2 days and she had 5 kittens.
All right.
So, yeah, we take cats and kittens. We have a feral cat as well, which comes every day to be fed. And we had, up to a couple of months ago, a beautiful chipmunk brought in. When the lady rang us up, could we take it? And we said, are you sure it's a chipmunk? She said, because she'd found it on the road. And if she brought it in, and sure enough, it was a chipmunk. Lovely thing.
I was going to say, because surely we wouldn't normally expect chipmunks to be endemic in terms of North Yorkshire and certainly not around the Whitby area.
I think they'd escape from somebody's, I don't know what you call a chipmunk thing, it's not an aviary, but whatever. And it was lovely, yeah.
Did you call him Alvin? Or was
no,
that just...
he just got chippy, I'm afraid.
You see, this is, I mean, I'm as guilty as any townie here, Norma, because I'm automatically thinking about, you know, Disney and their kind of names, Alvin and the Chipmunks, mm. Lady and the Tramp, etc. it's all sort of through of that. I mean, this clearly it's a labour of love, and it's worked yeah. through all sorts of things.
Was it 24-hour labour?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, was this, because obviously you work with your husband as well from that point of view. Was this a case of you kind of decided one day this is what you wanted? Were you inspired by something like Dr. Dolittle or Gerald Darrell, etc.?
As I say, we helped with Whitby Dog Rescue, mm-hmm. and we yeah. really enjoyed doing it, but we weren't retired at the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we got the chance of this place with the 6 acres, and we just said, right. We can put pens up, we can put runs up,
yeah,
you know, we can do whatever we want. So we were already working on a farm, and we had 14 sheep that we'd brought up from lambs.
Hmm.
So we brought them with us. Some of them lived to be 16-year-old. We've got 8 left. And then since then we've got some more sheep, which are little Shetland sheep. And they're absolutely, sires I should say, and they're absolutely gorgeous. They're from Shetland.
Yeah,
and they're like little roe deer.
Yeah, we were speaking, obviously, as we mentioned, with Cliff Spedding, and we're talking about doing a location report with Cliff at the Hope Animal Sanctuary. I think, actually, if you're up for it, we'd like to come along and see the raw animal sanctuary. I think that'd
certainly.
Be wonderful for us.
Certainly. We have a young lady comes from the Whitby Gazette and walks the dogs for us.
Right.
And
well, these journalists need their exercise. I mean, it's important. If you're writing a story, you need to have a dog walking you as well. You know?
Dog walking, fencing, any more or less anything, even paperwork, because everything's got to be registered in and registered out.
Yeah.
Takes time.
It's an interesting point you make there, because obviously we do in the 21st century live in a very bureaucratic society, and the notion of, say, 50, 60 years ago, where you could quite happily, you know, collect a whole range of animals together and they would work together from that point of view. No, you do have to go through the various legal and bureaucratic aspects here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
precisely. And how do they look upon you? I mean, do they sort of think, oh, bless?
Well, in some ways, they were here just a few months ago, mm-hmm. and they have actually stopped us burying animals on the land now.
Mm.
So now if a sheep dies, we have to call the vet to be... Well, if it's ill and it wants put in sleep, vet, so then you've got a vet bill, a call-out charge, and it's put to sleep. Mm. Then you've got to call the knacker man. He comes, and he charges you for taking it away. And he doesn't always come the day you want him to.
I just wonder, I'd never heard that phrase, the knacker man, for quite some time, actually. Quite
no,
literally, of course.
It's the old one, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean,
farming language.
Hence the reason people could say that they're completely knackered.
That's
know?
Correct.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Where it comes from. But, no, we've ended up paying an awful lot more because we can't bury them.
Mm.
We had a neighbour with a digger, he came the same day and buried them. No problem.
Mm.
We had a pony put to sleep and it cost us £375.
That was vet fees
and taking the pony away and incinerating it.
So do you have charitable status? Are you setting up charitable? I mean, is there some way of actually supporting this?
We don't raise enough funds to be charitable.
Mm.
You've got to raise a certain amount. And I'm afraid we tend to subsidise it with our pension instead. So we do raise funds. We do tombolas and I do cake stalls and that sort of thing. But on all our... literature and on our tins, it does say we aren't registered.
So not just in terms of obviously people to actually help out on the progress, but probably you could conceivably do with a sponsor or several sponsors to conceivably sort of say, well, here we are, you know, let's run with this and keep
anybody
the rain costs
like
going.
An animal feed, if they wanted to spend sponsors, that would be absolutely wonderful because we spend a fortune on feed.
I'm not surprised. Well, the kids, this is it.
We had tried averaging it out over the whole year, and it works out about £85 a week.
Yeah.
See, in the summer you don't spend quite so much, but in the winter you spend an awful lot.
Yeah. Mm. And why did you call it the Raw Animal Sanctuary?
Because we live at Raw. That's the address.
Simples, you see.
Yes. We've had some rather strange comments on it, of course.
Well, you know, I thought it was a case of, you know, animal sanctuaries in the raw. Were they actually in the raw? What were we talking about? Was it an acronym for kind of like, you know, really appropriate welfare for animals? You know,
that's where we live, at raw.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, listen, Norma, it's been absolutely fabulous just getting. I'm pleased we managed to finally get through to you
at
connect.
Last, yes.
I know several sort of times to connect on that perspective.
Well, the last time I had to dash to the vet with the dog.
Exactly. It's just all going for that point. But I'm sure that our cousins and animal friends, etc., they will appreciate the fantastic work that you and your husband are actually doing and will continue to do so. We've got two final questions for you. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us at Southside Broadcasting today?
I have. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Excellent. So can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again and possibly, as I say, coming down and doing a little location report with you, possibly somewhere ahead of Easter, if that's feasible?
That would be lovely.
Norma Carrick from the Raw Animal Sanctuary. And again, a reminder, if you are interested at all in what you've heard, maybe helping out with that, then contact us directly at Southside Broadcasting, either info@southsideradio.com or indeed 01642 854742, and we'll pass on all the details to Norma, and we can sort things out from there. Norma, it's been absolutely fabulous. We will speak to you again very soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.